It's Thursday the 7th of May 2015 and it's my last full day in Genoa. As pleasant as the smell of jasmine on the air might be, I think it's finally gone from my throat. I see a lot of my Italian colleagues here are allergic to it and sneezing away the whole time, and I think maybe my repeated exposures over the years have done the same to me. I've got a very sore, dry throat, and I hope that's all it is, given I've got this 10k race in a couple of days' time. So we're taking it easy this morning, going in a bit later. Our colleagues aren't in until 11 o'clock, so we're going to head in a little bit later, discuss a few things before they get there. I still need to decide exactly what I'm going to teach this master's class this afternoon, because, as I think I've said, some of them have already met me, and I really don't like repeating material with people, but I know that some of them are new, therefore I can't go on to something completely new. So it's difficult, and one of the features of academic life here, where the classes do seem to get all mixed up across the years and different stages. So what I do first thing in the morning here is after I wake up, I see how the internet's doing. It's not great in this hotel, at least the internet's okay, it's the Wi-Fi that's the problem. And try and clear all the papers that have come in to the Journal of Advanced Nursing, deciding whether they should go forward for review, or whether they should be rejected or diverted towards Nursing Open. And struggling a little bit with the Wi-Fi to do this. It's a very slow job when the Wi-Fi is not too good, and it's letting me down right at this moment. And for the first time ever, I have to make an admission, I actually read the covering letter for one of the papers, and I'm glad I did, because it had some very specific requests in it about who they didn't want to review their paper. But also I was a little bit concerned that this might be the beginning of some salami slicing. It looked like a very small part of a very big study, but anyway, the paper does look fairly substantial, and the team looks very good. But in fact, I know most of the team, and I'm glad to say I think this one should go forward. We do need to be very vigilant about these things. Again, another admission. I noticed when I was doing the proofs of a paper yesterday that they'd used a technique I'm very familiar with, factor analysis. In fact, they'd also used Mockin scaling. They hadn't used it for quite the purposes I would use it, but they'd used factor analysis, and I'd already seen the manuscript of this paper and read it and approved it, and hadn't noticed that really they hadn't done the factor analysis quite correctly. That's not a huge mistake to make, and it's a very common one, a mistake whereby people remove items after rotating the factors and then don't rotate again. They assume that's the structure, but of course if you remove items there's a different amount of variance to be distributed across the items. So I've just had to leave it because I can't change it at this point. I'm just wondering whether to speak to the authors and to have some sort of correspondence about it in the journal. I don't like to see mistakes going forward. I'm a little bit annoyed with myself, perhaps just too much going on, and didn't pay quite enough attention to that. I certainly noticed it was a factor analysis, I remember that, because what I did ask them to do was to complete all of the loadings in the factor solution, not just the putative ones. That's another common mistake. People who are interested in factor analysis need to see all the loadings to make sure that they're really looking at factors and not something else. So, as I say, one more full day here. I leave here early tomorrow morning, and I've just had an email from Australia from a colleague who's the external examiner for one of our students at Hull. Fairly last-minute agreement that we're going to do this on Skype. We knew we were going to do it by distance, but I would have preferred teleconferencing, but that would have meant he would have had to stay at his office very late Australia time, because it's 9 o'clock in the morning UK time, so we've agreed to do it by Skype. So I have a Skype address and I've requested a contact. I hope this is going to work. I'm not sure if I can project it up on the big screen on Monday when we're actually doing the PhD Viva, so we'll see. Then on Tuesday I go down to London to take part in a Royal College of Nursing forum, where I've been asked, along with several other people, I'm not sure who they are yet, to speak for 5 minutes on what I think the future of nursing is. I haven't quite decided what I'm going to say yet. I've got some notes. It's always much more difficult to speak for 5 minutes than to speak for half an hour. But I think I can't be entirely positive about it, but I'd like to give, at least to try and give a bit of a vision. So we'll work on that on the flight back tomorrow, over the weekend. And of course, what I've forgotten to say so far is that the other examiner, the external examiner, we need two for internal candidates. It's one of my colleagues who's having a PhD viva. The other examiner who will come down from Edinburgh is my good friend Professor Graham Smith, who has until recently worked in Hong Kong, and he'll be down for the weekend. It's a long time since he's been in Hull and met the family, so this is one of the upsides of, well, one of the many upsides of academic life, as you get to meet your friends and colleagues over a fairly long time. Sadly, Graham can't stay for very long, I don't think. And then the week after that, I go to Edinburgh to do a PhD viva, entirely on mock and scaling, which is going to be a joy, at the School of Humanities at the University of Edinburgh. And then I'm staying for a day to do a talk at Napier University on the impact aspect of the research excellence framework. So all these things are being buzzing around in my mind at the moment, and in various states of preparation. So breakfast, meet Giuseppe, and get off to the school today, and perhaps today there'll be some more formal talk about two things. One, a research project that I've been waiting to hear about here for a very long time, which was funded, or should be funded, by a university in Rome, but I'm afraid we haven't heard anything about the funding yet, and that was a long time ago. Nearly a year ago we began applying for it. Processes are very slow in Italy. And the other thing, of course, I do want to hear about is something more about this potential of doing some part-time work here. I do need to get this sorted out sometime this year and see whether I begin to withdraw a little bit at the University of Hull and step down from my job there with a view to more serious retirement in a few years' time. Not complete, but at least a level which will allow me to do most of the things I want to do, but to maintain a bit of a foothold in academic life there. That's the end of the working day and the end of my working week in Genoa, which is always nice. I enjoy working here, it's always good, but nice when it comes to an end. It's quite tedious, slow work sometimes, working via a translator. Not that there's any problem with the translator, but it does make the communication slow. So this morning Giuseppe and I sat down and tried to work out some keywords for a search on competence related to ethics and nursing student education. And then we had a meeting with a couple of master's students, along with Anna Maria, and they're going to be picking up on some other work on competence, looking at the competences required across a range of specialities here against the national standards, seeing what nurses have added to these and seeing what's the same and what's different. And we hope to do some further psychometric work from that. You can probably hear the traffic going up and down the road outside my hotel here. It's a beautiful sunny afternoon and it's just the end of the working day now, so there's lots of traffic. At lunchtime today I was able to sit on a Ducati Monster. I think it's a 769 bike belonging to Milko Zanini. I think he'd have given me a shot of it had I been willing, but I wasn't. And I got a photograph of that, which I've put on Twitter, Facebook, and I've now sent it to my family on WhatsApp, because my, at least two of my children are huge motorbike enthusiasts, as is my son-in-law. And then in the afternoon after lunch I did a two-hour teaching session with master's students on scientific writing, and that went fairly well. My worries that I was teaching the same group again came to nothing. It was a completely different group, which is good, but I'm not entirely sure why people here wouldn't know whether it was the same group or different. There's just a level of organisation or maybe disorganisation here which I can never quite grasp, but things seem to work and everyone gets on very well. So the day ended with a meeting with Loredana, Anna Maria and Giuseppe to discuss the future. Thankfully we clarified the fact that when they said they wanted to come to Hull in July to do some training on psychometrics, that we clarified that I meant next year and not this year. They thought I meant this year. And July is only 7 or 8 weeks away. I'm afraid I need to plan much further ahead than that, so thank goodness that was clarified. So I need to put some thought into what I've put together for them on that. But that's not until at least a year away. And then, of course, we discussed the possibility of me coming here more frequently. So what I think we'll do initially is I'll obviously discuss at home and at work the possibility of stepping down a little bit at work, and next year instead of 3 visits they'd like 6. It's been indicated that I could come more often if I wanted to, or if they budgeted for that, but I think at the moment we'll just go into next year with the usual 3 visits being planned in November if nothing else comes to fruition, and then next year plan for a bit more. But I would hope by November to have some idea what I might be doing after I'm 60. And I'm pretty sure it won't be turning up, or at least I don't turn up at Hull all that much. I have to admit I'm away a lot, but it won't be being fully employed by Hull. I really have to make a start to stepping down and pursuing some of the other things I'm interested in. So we'll see how that goes. So that's the end of the podcast for today. Probably do a short entry tomorrow on the way home. And then my next trip at the end of the month is to Bahrain.